wooden silver-painted pin off his desk and affixing it to his jacket.
What about this?
You belong to the Church of the Survivor, Elland, Vin said, but you don't have faith. Not like Caesar did. It was like he knew everything would turn out all right. He trusted that something was watching over the world.
He'll deal with it.
It's not just him, Elland, Vin said. Breeze tries too hard.
What does that mean? Elland asked with amusement.
He pushes on everyone's emotions, Vin said. He pushes too hard, trying to make others happy, and he laughs too hard. He's afraid, worried. He shows it by overcompensating.
Elland smiled.
You're getting as bad as he is, reading everybody's emotions and telling them how they're feeling.
They're my friends, Elland, Vin said. I know them, and I'm telling you they're giving up. One by one they're beginning to think we can't win this one.
Elland fastened the final button, then looked at himself in the mirror. Sometimes he still wondered if he fit the ornate suit, with its crisp whiteness and implied regality. He looked into his own eyes, looking past the short beard, warrior's body, and scarred skin. He looked into those eyes, searching for the king behind them. As always, he wasn't completely impressed with what he saw. He carried on anyway, for he was the best they had. Tyndwill had taught him that.
Very well, he said. I trust that you're right about the others. I'll do something to fix it.
That, after all, was his job. The title of emperor carried with it only a single duty: to make everything better.
All right, Elland said, pointing to a map of the empire hanging on the wall of the conference tent. We timed the arrival and disappearance of the mists each day, then Nurdin and his scribes analyzed them. They've given us these perimeters as a guide.
The group leaned in, studying the map. Vin sat at the back of the tent, as was still her preference. Closer to the shadows, closer to the exit. She'd grown more confident, true, but that didn't make her careless. She liked to be able to keep an eye on everyone in the room, even if she did trust them. And she did. Except maybe Set. The obstinate man sat at the front of the group, his quiet teenage son at his side, as always. Set, or King Set, one of the monarchs who had sworn allegiance to Elland, had an unfashionable beard, an even more unfashionable mouth, and two legs that didn't work. That hadn't kept him from nearly conquering Luthadel over a year before.
Hell, Set said. You expect us to be able to read that thing?
Elland tapped the map with his finger. It was a rough sketch of the empire, similar to the one they'd found in the cavern, only more up to date. It had several large concentric circles inscribed on it.
The outermost circle is the place where the mists have completely taken the land and no longer leave it all during the daylight.
Elland moved his finger inward to another circle.
This circle passes through the village we just visited, where we found the cache. This marks 4 hours of daylight. Everything inside the circle gets more than 4 hours. Everything outside of it gets less.
And the final circle? Breeze asked.
He sat with Alrianne as far away from Set as the tent would allow. Set still had a habit of throwing things at Breeze, insults for the most part, and occasionally knives. Elland eyed the map.
Assuming the mists keep creeping toward Luthadel at the same rate, that circle represents the area that the scribes feel will get enough sunlight this summer to support crops.
The room fell silent. Hope is for the foolish, Rhine's voice seemed to whisper in the back of Vin's mind. She shook her head. Her brother, Rhine, had trained her in the ways of the street and the underground, teaching her to be mistrustful and paranoid. In doing so, he'd also taught her to survive. It had taken Kelsier to show her that it was possible to both trust and survive, and it had been a hard lesson. Even so, she still often heard Reen's phantom voice in the back of her mind, more a memory than anything else, whispering her insecurities, bringing back the brutal things he had taught her.
"That's a fairly small circle, El," Ham said, still studying the map.
The large-muscled man sat with General Demu between Set and Breeze. Sazed sat quietly to the side. Vin glanced at him, trying to judge if her previous conversation had lifted his depression any, but she couldn't tell. They were a small group, only 9, if one counted Set's son, Njordan. But it included pretty much all that was left of Kelsier's crew. Only Spook, doing reconnaissance in the north, was missing. Everyone was focused on the map. The final circle was, indeed, very small, not even as big as the central dominance, which held the imperial city of Luthadel. What the map said and Elend implied was that over 90% of the empire wouldn't be able to support crops this summer.
"Even this small bubble will be gone by next winter," Elend said.
Vin watched the others contemplate and realize, if they hadn't already, the horror of what was upon them. It's like Elendi's logbook said, she thought. They couldn't fight the deepness with armies. It destroyed cities, bringing a slow, terrible death. They were helpless. The deepness. That was what they'd called the mists. Or at least, that was what the surviving records called them. Perhaps the thing they fought, the primal force Vin had released, was behind the obfuscation. There was really no way of knowing for sure what had once been, for the entity had the power to change records.
"All right, people," Elend said, folding his arms. "We need options. Kelsier recruited you because you could do the impossible. Well, our predicament is pretty impossible."
"He didn't recruit me," Set pointed out. "I got pulled by my balls into this little fiasco."
"I wish I cared enough to apologize," Elend said, staring at them.
"Come on. I know you have thoughts."
"Well, my dear man," Breeze said, "the most obvious option appears to be the Well of Ascension. It seems the power there was built to fight the mists."
"Or to free the thing hiding in them," Set said.
"That doesn't matter," Vin said, causing heads to turn. "There's no power at the well. It's gone. Used up. If it ever returns, it will be in another 1,000 years, I suspect."
"That's a little bit long to stretch the supplies in those storage caches."